The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 364 new COVID-19 cases in its January 11 update. Though the health unit is providing updates on local lab-confirmed cases, a notice on its website indicates the case numbers are underestimating COVID transmission in the community. COVID testing is only available for select groups and is therefore not catching all the cases in the community. Included in the new cases reported today are 64 unvaccinated, 10 partially vaccinated, and 220 fully vaccinated people. There are 7,975 active, lab-confirmed cases in the region, but this total doesn't include those who did not get tested. 38 Simcoe Muskoka residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 80 unvaccinated people, 7 partially vaccinated, and 34 fully vaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 26,406 cases of COVID-19 with 17,922 of those cases recovered and 292 cases ending in death. A little over 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 85% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. More than 37% of the over 12 population has had three doses of COVID vaccine. There are 37 cases linked to outbreaks included in today's report, and the rest are listed as sporadic cases. Included in the new cases reported today are 46 youth under 18 years old, 110 people between 18 and 34 years old, 62 people between 35 and 44 years old, 81 people between 45 and 64 years old, 32 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 33 people 80 years old and older. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today include Collingwood, 7, Clearview, 12, Wasaga Beach, 18, Barrie, 106, Springwater, 9, Innisfil, 28, Bradford, 61, Orillia, 29, Oro-Medonte, 7, Severn, 13, Remara, 3, Midland, 6, Tiny, 2, Tay, 5, Penetanguishene, 1, Isa, 6, New Tecumseth, 18, Ajala-Tosoronto, 7, New cases reported in Muskoka District include Bracebridge, 2, Gravenhurst, 11, Huntsville, 10, Lake of Bays, 1, Georgian Bay Township, 2. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on January 11th. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosoronto 405,288 the 2nd of January 10-3, 417,312 77.2% Barrie 8,989.6, 109,137 the 14th of January 10-6, 109,633 86.4% Bradford WG 3,505 2,519 41 January 10 7, 571,577 86.3% Clearview 359,215 the 5th of January 10 2, 388,373 85% Collingwood 597,346 the 4th of January 10 2, 420,389 90.1% Isa 984,796 the 1st of January 10 4,082 340 75.7% Innisfil 2,332 1,661 21 the 4th of January 10 5, 656,614 85.4% Midland 497,308 7 the 4th of January 10 2, 715,552 87.4% New Tecumseth 2,423 1,859 19 the 3rd of January 10 5, 723,423 80.9% Orillia 1,6605 12 the 1st of January 10 3, 136,506 90% Oro Medant 639,389 6 January 10-2, 730,313 84.6% Penetanguishene 420,283 8 January 10-4, 358,695 90.7% Ramara 259,177 1 January 10-2, 477,297 87.1% Severn 400,178 3 January 10-2, 667,480 85.7% Springwater 922,526 1 January 10-4, 301,495 92.3% Tay 285,181 3 January 10-2, 541,375 87.9% Tiny 365,214 2 January 10-2, 720,469 80.2% Wasaga Beach 658,448 5 January 10-2, 776,418 87.1% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of Jan. 2. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.